95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace. Yo. Peace. How the hell are you, man? What's going on?
What's up?
You know, stuff, nonsense, this, that, the other thing. What's going on with you?
You know, this, that, the other thing.
Why don't you give a real answer, man?
Still moving in.
Oh,
still moving in, yeah.
What is that process? How long does that process take you?
Another
generally?
10 years is my guess. I don't know. The problem is you start to plan for it.
And you
then you get everything ready.
Right.
And then somebody else, thank God, organizes everything.
Yeah.
And then you pack things. And then when you get to the new place, you go, why did I pack this and just put stuff on it?
Stuff.
Well, how am I supposed to know where that goes?
This box has stuff in it. Right. I'll figure that out when
but
I get
there.
You
just get so frustrated. Yeah, you just go, stuff, whatever. I don't care.
Where is my vibrator? Yeah, what box point, did I leave it in?
I have a full box of those. So don't worry about that.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's good.
Just a lot of work.
Yeah, moving sucks.
But it's great when you're finished.
It's so good when you're done. Yeah. Yes. So you liking the new place?
Yes, very much so.
Nothing worse than moving into a new place.
Wouldn't it suck?
And kind of go, what have we done?
Wouldn't it suck?
That's happened a few times.
This blows.
We've moved so many times. There's been a few.
Well, you move every time there's a sunrise.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm packing up tonight. I'm expecting a sunrise tomorrow, so better get the hell out of Dodge.
You do move a lot. You've moved 40 times, you said?
Between my wife and I, we've moved at least 20 times plus, so 40 times in our lives.
That is
ridiculous.
Let's talk about the show today, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock.
Fruit is the theme. We're going to have songs with fruit in them. Some sort of fruit.
Fruit in the title?
Mm-hmm, delicious.
Okay.
I don't like fruit.
I love
eating
fruit.
Do you?
Yeah, love it.
Ice cream, bring it. Fried stuff,
sure.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Fruit, blah.
Fruit, love all of it.
Grows on trees. It's healthy. To hell with it. So I don't know why we're doing this
countdown. Unless an olive is a fruit. If an olive's a fruit, then they all suck.
I hate olives.
Same.
Yeah, there you go. They all suck.
It's the devil's poop. Boy, that's nasty.
It is.
We're going to talk about tattoos gone wrong in the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, those are great. That's
awesome. Always love those. You can do that probably once a week and get people to call in.
Yep.
Did you know Pat Sajak was still working?
I had no idea he was still working.
He retired.
And are you taking over? I keep hearing rumors you're taking over his job.
I think you know anything that has to do with words.
Kevin? Give me an F.
I'm not taking away his job, but I will tell you the amazing amount of work that he does.
I'm sure.
Per year.
I would like to buy a bow.
A bowel?
Yeah.
That show has been on 40 years.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Wheel of Fortune, 40 years.
Wow.
And we have your tickets to go to Disney with us
as well. Yeah.
Taking over the park of Disney California Adventure. And we're going to invite you to come along with a 4-pack of tickets before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Pat Sajak was still employed?
I had no idea.
I honestly thought that he had retired a long time ago and they were just re-showing old
Sure, me too.
Wheel of Fortune.
That's one of my favorite slot machines. I hated it at first.
In Vegas?
Yeah, but it's a really good slot machine.
Why?
It actually pays off a lot, they do, for some reason, more than most of the other ones.
I hate slot machines, all. They all blow.
That's so funny how many, we were like right down the middle on about a little less than half stuff, and then the other half is like completely
the opposite.
I love me some slot machines.
Do you really?
Oh yeah, I've won a lot of money on.
How long will you sit at a slot machine at one time? Like, what's your longest?
Well, if
I'm
winning, I will sit there for 20-30 minutes. If I'm winning,
oh well, that's not bad.
But if I'm not, if I do like 6 pulls and I don't want anything, I'm out of there immediately. So,
really? Well, that's not bad at all.
Yeah,
because there are people that you see when you get up in the morning that are still sitting at that. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's insane.
They've got a bucket, and they're sad, and they can barely hold up the bucket, and it has, like, 5 quarters in it.
Well, that's a long time ago. They don't have quarters or buckets anymore.
But,
you know, people pray to the machines, too. Have you seen them do that?
No.
They put their hands on the machine. They do a little thing.
Everybody has the thing that they think works.
Oh, my God.
Their trick.
So weird.
That they think works. Pat Sajak, to get back to Pat Sajak, he did the show Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
And, here are a couple of the very funny mistakes that were made on Wheel of Fortune, where you can see most of the word,
right,
but not all of it.
Okay.
Lolita.
Oh, self potato. Sorry.
No.
Self potato.
Self potato.
Michael.
Self portrait.
Yeah, that's it. All right.
I haven't taken a self potato in a long time.
No. But, you know, things kind of... But I just want to confirm. You did say self-potato?
Okay. This next one is hilarious because the first person gets it wrong.
Right.
The second person guesses the same thing. Twice.
No, really? Just not paying attention.
Twice.
No.
Listen.
Wow.
The Pointed Desert?
No, still time.
The Pointed Desert.
Yes, it's clearly the Painted.
Painted Desert.
James, it's your turn.
The Pointed Desert.
No, wow. You still have time.
Oh, I still have time. I like to solve.
It was sand.
The Pointed
it's
Desert.
It's not the Pointed Desert. Oh. No matter how many times you say it.
The Painted Desert.
There you go.
She even said it, but it was under the buzzer.
It was under the under her breath.
So she gave him the answer.
Only A and I were missing. So paint and tid and desert were all there.
My favorite thing on that show is when it could be very naughty.
Yes,
when
agreed.
It's like, oh, what are you guys, what are you doing?
Yes, like South Park.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we cannot play on this radio station.
Sadly, no.
But Pat Sajak is now retired. How about that?
Yeah, well,
retired.
Congratulations after 40 years.
He works, I looked it up, he works, they do like 6 shows a day.
Oh, that's rough.
Once a month.
Oh, once a month.
Yes, it's something like that.
Not so rough all
right.
of a sudden.
So all of a sudden you just go, oh, he's going to work all day, but then he's got 29 or 30 days to go.
Let's just start doing that.
That's a great gig.
Let's
I'd
start
like
doing
to
that.
Throw my hat into the ring for that show. We have your tickets to join us for the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion coming very soon. Don't call now. We will tell you when to call.
We'll send you to Disney's California Adventure sometime between now and 4. Hang tight.
First.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
That was a nice click.
I don't know why
button click.
Why that wouldn't work.
Play
okay.
Now. Fine.
We need a dollar.
I do. I need a buck.
Sluggo, your category is...
Today's category is...
And you love this kind of thing. Top
yeah.
10 soundtrack albums by sales.
Oh, for movies.
Movie soundtracks.
Movie soundtracks.
By sales.
All right.
So
you're talking
you go
like...
By how many they sold... Versus good versus bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
This is pure money.
It was cash. Money,
yep.
money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking like soundtracks with songs, not like the original movie scores.
Right, not scores.
You know, I was obsessed with movie scores when I was a kid. I had like the soundtrack to The Godfather and The Exorcist and 2001.
And it's all the mood music that
yes.
you love. That's
yeah.
your idea of classical music,
that's
which I think
like
is probably cool.
10 or 11 and
yeah.
I was collecting all
that's crazy stuff. That you
yeah.
were collecting that at
yeah.
that time.
All right, so let's see. One American dollar brought to you by Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaba, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaba.com. I guess, I mean, Saturday Night Fever was at the top of the list for a very long time.
Saturday Night Fever, is number 5.
What is worse than coming out the gate with something you're sure?
That you're positive
and
is
it's
on
wrong.
There. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I know for a long time, another John Travolta movie, Grease, was on the list.
Grease?
Yeah.
Damn it. He's not on the
not
list.
Not anymore. I bet there's more recent stuff. Stuff I don't know.
I don't know because it's best selling of all time.
Of all time.
So I don't.
Okay.
It's not like something from last year.
Right. Woodstock.
Woodstock?
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding.
Incorrect.
Wow. Damn. Well, you know, those two John Travolta movies, there's another one, but now I don't want to mention it because Forrest Gump had a very popular soundtrack.
Forrest Gump, yeah. You're saying.
Woo,
yeah, so
two
let me,
and two, right?
Let me tell you why. I looked it up. I was like, Forrest Gump? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
oh,
he went back through time.
Aretha
Franklin,
yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Elvis
yep.
Presley, Bob
yep.
Seger, CCR, a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
American Graffiti. That was a very popular
one. American Graffiti is your answer.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Well, that's 3 and 2, isn't it? What I got one more?
No,
I
that's
can't even do it
5
now.
Guesses
right.
and 2 correct.
Right.
So, no, you cannot get
no,
it.
No, I can't
now.
Do it.
No.
I got to throw out a couple of those. I was thinking.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's only the top 9.
Hair?
Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Is hair on
okay.
there?
Okay.
Oh,
let's
okay.
keep going.
All right, I give up.
No, let's keep going. I want you to keep going.
FM.
FM.
You the soundtrack to FM? That was
incorrect.
Great. Damn it. Steely Dan, Stranger Things. What about Stranger Things?
That's not a movie.
That's really good stuff. I wanted my.
All
dollar.
Right, here's the soundtrack.
Okay,
the number,
cool.
the number. I guess
nine.
The top 9. I don't
right.
know why. Number 9 is Flashdance.
Oh sure. Ugh.
Number 8 is Titanic.
Blah.
Did
but
you ever
soundtrack? Is there songs on that?
Yeah,
there are.
Yeah,
oh. that's,
I think. Yeah, I think there's huge
score.
Hits. I
yeah,
think.
I don't know.
Number 7 is Forrest Gump. We talked
sure.
about that. Number 6, Purple Rain.
Oh, of course.
Number 5, you got Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Number 4, you missed The Lion King.
I had it. I did write it
doesn't
down.
Help.
Look, there it is.
Doesn't help
Lion
to write it.
King.
You got to say it out
Damn
loud.
It.
Number three is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, sure.
Number two is Pulp Fiction.
I had that one, too. That was another John Travolta movie.
And number one soundtrack of all time is The Bodyguard.
Oh, God, really?
45 million.
Whitney Houston?
Yep, 45 million copies.
People, what's wrong with you?
That's the number one selling of all time. Maybe there's something wrong with us.
Yeah.
An Austrian woman who was 21 years old decided to get a tattoo.
Oh, alrighty.
It's her first tattoo. She's 21. She's out of the parents' house.
Time to ink up.
She decides to get the yin-yang symbol.
Sure, okay. Very very common. Very, very good first, you know.
Yin is the symbol of the earth, femaleness, darkness, passivity, and absorption. It is present even in numbers and valleys and streams and is represented by the tiger.
It's also in your butt.
The color orange.
Right.
And a broken line.
Sure, of course.
Yang is conceived of as heaven, maleness, light, activity, and penetration.
Yeah, I've never...
It's really just a circle is what it is.
Yeah, pretty much. Like a little line in the middle.
Black and white
wavy
circle.
That goes... Yeah, exactly.
She said... Okay, that's what I want. He showed her the stencil.
This is what you want.
This is what you want.
This is what it's going to look like.
And you want it on your back. And she said, yes, okay.
Well, that way you can't. Okay.
So I'll do it on your back. So she gets her tattoo and she goes back home and she takes the bandage off and she looks in the mirror and it is a tattoo of a penis and the F word.
What? Wow.
It's the tattoo of a penis and the F word.
Why?
On her back.
Why did they do that to her? That's
interesting question.
Yeah.
She went home to remove the bandage. She looked. when asked why he subjected this woman to walking around with a penis on her back for the rest of her life, the 21-year-old artist just replied, just because.
Oh, man. Wow.
He served time in jail for that. Did you know that?
Dick. Well, he should.
3.5 years in jail.
I mean, it's like, it's not easy to just go erase a tattoo. You can't just, like, make it go away.
No kidding.
Damn. That's messed up.
That is messed up. Agreed.
Even if she pissed him off immensely.
Yes.
That's going way too far.
At the end, you just say, I can't tattoo you. Get someone else.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, he went. He did it.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's some aggression.
Grandma, what's that on your back? What is that?
It's a plant, youngster. It's just a plant.
It's an arrow. You ever been to Pompeii? They used them for arrows there. Wow. What do you do about that?
I don't know. I mean, you would have to
Sharpie it every day.
You would have to laser it off or get it filled in or 100%. Something. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But we thought we would talk about tattoos gone wrong. It can be the tattoo artist. It can be you coming up with maybe you misspelled something and you gave it to the artist and they spelled it wrong on your body.
Our friend Rick would like to open a tattoo parlor called Tattoos Against Your Will. And that is right there
a perfect
example of a tattoo against her will.
I like it. Yeah, no
Dang.
Kidding. That is it. So she would go in and tell him what she wants.
Yeah.
And then she would just get a grab bag.
Just the worst thing possible, pretty much.
So we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS, Tattoos Gone Wrong. Whether it was your fault or the tattoo artist, doesn't matter. 818-955-KLOS.
Couple in a row from Audioslave on a 2 for Tuesday.
We were talking about a 21-year-old Austrian girl who wanted to get a tattoo.
She wanted to, you know, the yin and yang, just a nice way to get started. Yeah.
On the back.
Instead.
And the tattoo artist, for some reason, drew a penis and wrote the word F. The F word.
And then when asked why, he's like,
You know, because.
And he went to jail.
Went to jail for 3.5 years.
Dude.
So we're talking about tattoos gone wrong for any reason. It's your fault. You gave him the wrong spelling, picture, whatever. They made a mistake. Whatever went wrong, that's what we're looking for. You have one of those?
So the only tattoo I have, I was hanging out with one of my friends, and her friend had a tattoo gun.
Right.
And he wanted to get into the profession. So I was like, yeah, sure. I'll do one for free. I don't care. And, well, they went into the bathroom, and at the time, I didn't know, but they were smoking crack and kind of white. So they came out, and he started tattooing me, and it's on my inner left bicep.
Ouch, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ouch.
They said it's painful, but the way he did it.
Because he didn't know what he was doing.
He had absolutely no idea what he was doing. He used the 4-needle prong, so it's the widest that you can do.
Right.
And he didn't do it the right way. He did it lengthwise.
What did you want? What was the pick that you wanted on there?
It wasn't a pick. It was just four numbers. I had just got out of Marine Corps boot camp, and I was drunk.
And it seems like that would be something he would be able to do even as a amateur.
Mind you, I was drunk.
Right. Right. And he was high on crack.
Yeah, right?
So what did it look like at the end?
A bunch of squiggly lines, and and the one looks like a kindergartner drew it.
Right.
I never got it filled in. I was going to get it shaded blue and everything, like colored blue.
You just leave it. Just leave it.
Just tell people that they would have had to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Perfect example. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos gone wrong. We are talking about tattoos gone wrong. KLOS, hello.
So, I'm a heterosexual dude. But my friends, I trusted them one night.
Oh, there's where you went wrong.
Oh, you're dumb.
When I was wasted.
Yeah.
And they put like wings, like angel wings, with boner garage with an arrow to my butt.
Your friends are hilarious.
Wow. When did you first see it? When did you first realize what had been done?
Well, I felt some pain in my back.
Yeah.
My backside. And I look in the mirror and see angel wings and boner garage with an arrow towards my butt.
That's pretty great. And is the garage open?
Hell no, motherfucker. Told you I'm sexual.
All right, sorry.
Ah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, thanks for calling, man. That's perfect. Thanks, dude. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I got a tattoo of a teddy bear. I had my husband's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dennis, and it looks like penis.
That's fantastic. How does a D look like a P?
I don't know. It was on my rear end, so I couldn't see it.
That's fantastic. You have a tattoo that says penis on your rear end.
Yeah.
With a teddy bear, a very naughty teddy bear.
That's fantastic. Thank you for calling.
That's better than getting it done right, I think.
Agreed.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was 19 years old. My buddy was practicing getting started on tattoos. He did some skulls dripping blood around my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out they look a lot more like jellyfish than anything else. Yeah.
They don't look like skulls at all.
They don't look like skulls at all.
818-955-KLOS. You have a tattoo
gone wrong.
It's a mistake called
Dix X2 without any Mr. Roboto for you. Correct. On a 2 for Tuesday.
It's Kevin and Sligo on KLOS. We're talking about tattoos gone wrong. You have one?
It's not on me, thank goodness. But years ago when I was a troubled youth and I had some vacation time in the Gray Bar Hotel, this gentleman had a neck tattoo done, and he came out all proud of it, showed it to all his friends out there on the yard. And what he had gotten was "Nothing else matters," the quote from Metallica.
Right, right.
I had to ask him. I said, "Hey, listen, did you proofread it before he tattooed that?"
No.
He goes, "What do you mean? What do you mean? It said nothing Essel matters." They misspelled else. Which nearly started a riot when he went and confronted said person who did it.
Oh, my God.
The funniest thing, because I was like, yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, buddy.
Oh, but he was proud of it right up until you told him.
Right up until I told him. And then he was just mad at everybody under the sun.
Well, that is a hilarious bummer.
Thanks for calling, man. That's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Man.
Thanks. Here. Thanks.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah. So I have a buddy who got a tattoo on his thigh when he was about 16, got a tattoo on his thigh, wanted to be a pot leaf, he wanted to be a rebel, had a friend do it, turned out it's a giant green Canadian maple leaf.
Hilarious.
His entire thigh.
That is fantastic.
That's not very rebellious. That's like, they're really nice in Canada.
I love Canada.
Right now he's got green Canada love for the rest of his life.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
I can smoke it. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, mine. I got a tattoo that says some things are permanent.
Oh, man. Wait, you didn't do that on purpose, did you?
You know what? I hate to say it, but it was actually a $20 bet, and I took the bet, and I got $20.
That's worth it, man.
That's fantastic.
That's a really good tattoo.
That's what I said.
Well done.
I mean, it was an $80 tattoo for a $20 bet, but hey.
I feel like you could have gotten more, but... All right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But that is a perfect thing to do. That is very funny. Right
Thank
on,
you.
Man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
You guys
You guys K-Rock.
Thank you. All right, yeah, tattoo mistakes. What do you got?
But when I was real young and dumb, I had this fella downstairs that says, hey, man, you want to check out my tattoo gun? And he made it out of, like, a little motor and a pen. And just, And so I drew him a picture of my initials, SLT. And, you know, like in Superman letters, right?
Right.
And so he proceeded to do it. When he got done, it looked like it was something made by Mrs. Martin's in second grade class.
Oh, excellent.
And it wasn't even centered on the arm, you know, like the anchor.
I don't want to be too judgmental, but you're letting somebody try their first tattoo on you.
Then check it out. Well, yeah.
Well, that seems like a bad decision.
No, I think it's a great decision. Well done, sir. Give me five. Hand them over. I want them now.
Give us five songs in a row.
About what, though? Five songs about what?
Today, fruit. Five songs about fruit.
So you know how I'm always on about Billie Holiday. Clearly, we're playing fruit. We should play the greatest protest song in the history of mankind, Strange Fruit, from Billie Holiday.
She has one called Strange Fruit?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's
what
wow.
About this? Mike Dolan says, if you don't play Fruitcake by Fred Schneider, I don't know you anymore.
What you making? Fruitcake.
No!
What greatest song ever.
Fruitcake.
How dare you?
Candy cherries.
Now, here's where he just lists the ingredients.
Green cherries.
Green ones, too. It's fruitcake.
Wow, you know the lyrics.
Oh, I've listened to it 1,000 times.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Bake in a preheated oven at 350 degrees. Well, I do love Fred Schneider, but I think we're going to have to skip this.
Well, hold on a minute. Lots of stuff. You missed lots of stuff. That's a lyric.
And now it's going to turn out wrong. The fruitcake's going to melt.
You don't want me to add what I'm feeling.
Screw it. Cherry Bomb, Runaways, and what do you got? 818-955-KLOS, Songs with Fruit.
Two tweets for Cherry Bomb, The Runaways, Brian and San Pedro, and Blended Emotions.
I'm amazed how many people are really asking for this.
It's fruitcake.
Right?
What are you doing?
It's fruitcake.
Come on, people.
It's the best song about fruit.
What you making?
Fruitcake.
Baking up fruitcake.
Stop it.
He's still doing it.
Stop that. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Okay.
They make it easy. What's next?
Have you ever heard this song by Fred Schneider? It's the greatest. Next is Cynthia, who wants to hear Led Zeppelin, Tangerine.
A little bit of mace.
Mace?
Yep.
Spray in your face? Oh, no, you sillies. It's just my sport taste. Yum, 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 fruitcake!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, it's Gimme Five, songs with fruit in the title.
How about Peaches?
By the Presidents of the United States of America?
That's it, that one.
Hello, KLOS.
This is Gino. I was wondering if anybody's already requested Cherry Pie by Warren.
Heavy as lead.
You're going to be punished for this.
Three people wanted to hear that sweet cherry pie. Brian, Frankenstein, and Mariah.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Thanks for tweeting us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
This is Fred Schneider.
I am amazed how many songs have fruit in the title.
Yeah, no kidding.
Artificial flavor. Your family don't want it. Give it to a neighbor. Yeah, fruitcake.
All right, one more fruit song. Can you guess what it is?
The rest of this?
Yeah, we're going to play the rest of this.
All right.
Oh, wait, it's actually this.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bing.
German police said Saturday that a 29-year-old suspect ran from a supermarket checkout after the alarm went off. He was stealing $5 worth of food.
$5 worth of food and just bolted
set
to the
off
door.
An alarm and he just took off.
I got to have this $5 worth of, what was it?
It doesn't say. Oh. Doesn't matter.
Okay, right.
The suspect, a German who also managed to fall over during his escape, guaranteed that his day would end in the hospital.
No, dude.
Police found the thief because he forgot his
wallet.
8-year-old son.
Oh.
At the scene. He had to limp back to the supermarket.
Oh my.
Because
God.
His 8-year-old son was still there.
He's probably just standing against the cashier thing and just talking to her. And like, yeah, yeah, your dad's an idiot. He'll
he's
be back.
Stupid. He'll
you
be
know,
back.
He's just so
he forgot
stupid.
I'm here. Sometimes he forgets.
When he robbed the bank the other day, he wow, what an imbecile. God, that's your dad. Can
people
you imagine?
Imagine that guy's a dad. Oh. No, thank you.
Twofer from Skinner, wrapping up with That Smell. Get a lot of requests for that on our Friday All Request Fest.
Yes, we do.
Oh, coming up on Friday. I can't wait for that.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Pat Sajak retired from Wheel of Fortune.
I didn't know he was still doing it, actually.
I knew he was still alive.
Yeah, 40 years he did it, right?
Yep.
Bloody hell.
That's crazy.
Wow.
We talked about tattoos gone wrong and a guy called who trusted his friends. Mistake one. They tattooed a tramp stamp of the words Boner Garage with an arrow to his beehole.
And he woke up and he's like, why is my back hurt? Ah.
He got very offended when I asked him if the garage was open. And police are dumb. A German man who ran away from a grocery store had to come back to pick up his 8-year-old son who he had forgotten.
You know, he had grabbed $5 worth of food. He was going to make a getaway, but he fell on his face and then was like, oh.
Eight-year-olds back at the supermarket.
All right, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We're shutting down and taking over the park.
Everyone out!
Disney California Adventure Park on August 24th. We want you to join us. We have 4 tickets for you right now for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25. Good luck.
And sort of keeping the twofer thing going, here's a threefer. Of mouth harps, anyway. Enjoy on KLOS. Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Justin.
Justin, you are caller 25.
Oh, man.
Well,
I can't believe that.
Done. You got 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, that's so amazing, man.
You're going to take a lot of no-dos because we're staying up late after we throw everyone else out. Are you all right with that?
Oh, heck yeah.
You have enough people to fill out your foursome?
Got to take the wife, but I think we're going to leave the kids home for this one. Bring a couple friends.
Kids, don't listen now.
I can't wait to tell the kids.
Yeah, no.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Give me 5 coming up with Fruit in the title of the songs. Right now, we have tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have 4 tickets to join us at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25.
Good luck. Who's this?
This is Blanca.
Blanca, you are caller 25.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You win.
You got 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep.
Totally serious.
For once.
Oh, my God. I won. I won Disney tickets. Oh my God, you guys are awesome.
We have 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you would like to join us, be caller 25 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Sandy. Am I caller 25?
You are!
Oh my God, who's this?
Hey. You are caller 25. How many people are on the phone?
There's 2 of us.
2 of you.
We're on our way to Taco Tuesday.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
Well, August 24th, you're going to be on your way to Disney California Adventure Park because we're closing it down.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
Congratulations, Sandy. You have 3 other people to bring?
I do.
Well, now you got something to cheer and celebrate when you get to Tapas Night.
Cool.
KLOS Rock.
That's right. Gosh, I'm a very, very long time listener.
A twofer of Greta Van Fleet wrapping up with their new thing, Meeting the Master. That's on the Starcatcher album. It's going to be out on July 21st. Those guys planning on doing a little show here in Los Angeles on August 10th.
All right.
And Greta always puts on a really good show. So,
To be back in an environment where shows are on.
I know. You know, it was like a couple of years. Never having any information about concerts coming up, and it's weird.
So good.
It goes against my grain. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the entire hour is dedicated to Melissa, who works at Angel Care Hospice. Thanks for listening, Melissa, at work. Are you really allowed to do that? We love you for doing that, Melissa. The one and only Frank Zappa graduated from high school. What's that like? On this day in rock in 1958. Antelope Valley High School in Lancaster, California is where he went. Same school that Captain Beefheart attended. Is it a Nandor gold coin? It was all nice and proper on this day in rock in 1969 when Mick Taylor was officially introduced as the new guitarist in the Rolling Stones, replacing Brian Jones. Frampton Comes Alive. He recorded the first of 2 nights at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco on this day in rock in 1975 for that album.